Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Big ideas that change the world sounds like a crazy concept, but it's also a very cool series of graphic novels. Don Brown has the fourth one out now. It's called We the People. And what I like about this is it takes a non-fiction real-world topic that upper elementary school and middle school kids may have trouble grasping. The first one we read was about vaccines and the series and the quest, how vaccines came to be. And that was released right when COVID was in its throes. Very fascinating book on medicine, specifically vaccines, if you're down with that. We the People is about the American democracy and how that all happened. It's fascinating because Teaching kids nonfiction is tough. Teaching kids nonfiction about the political system, especially the American political system, man, that's a Byzantine, cumbersome task. But this is a graphic novel that really accomplishes it, and it does it in a very, I don't want to say simple because that belittles the book. It does it in an approachable way that you wouldn't think it could do. The illustrations are very sparse and to the point, but they're done so in a graphic novel way that will make those kids who want to be reached via a graphic novel, it'll reach them. To an extent, it also reminded us of the Hazardous Tales series from Nathan Hales. Nathan Hales' Hazardous Tales series, great graphic novel series, except Nathan Hales, that series is a little more madcap. We the People and the Big Ideas That Changed the World series is a little more restrained, and it takes its time, and it tells you the facts, but it does so with levity and with telling warts and all the bad parts about the history, but it's also really engaging. Both books are like that. There's a very subtle difference. If you have seen both of them, you know what I'm talking about. We the People. Do you have a fifth grader, sixth grader, seventh grader, maybe even an eighth grader who needs to get up to speed on the U.S. political system? This is a great way to start. It's the fourth entry in the Big Ideas That Changed the World series. It is We the People, and it's great for fifth grade all the way through eighth grade, and even those adults who may need a refresher in the American political system.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.